The news continues to happen, and the Shannon and Schrader podcast is here to decipher the madness, to make sense of what's real and what's propaganda, and to give you our point of view. Now, here's Steve and Shannon.
Well, good Wednesday afternoon to you, Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. It's my birthday eve.
It is your birthday eve. So what do you have planned for your birthday tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to be doing a podcast.
Well.
And
work must be done, I guess. But we could probably take the day off from podcasting tomorrow if you want to.
No, because I got to come here and collect my cupcakes and stuff.
Because the news doesn't stop also.
The news doesn't stop. And neither do cupcakes. And I got nothing better to do.
Well, so I guess we'll be here tomorrow. But looking forward to Saturday. We got a busy show Saturday. Couple of different guests. You want to preview some of our guests for Saturday?
Andre Jacques is going to be calling in.
Andre's going to call in. And then we're going to have a couple of doctors in here on Saturday as well.
Physicians for Freedom. Dr. Koster.
Dr. Dan Koster. And then there's also going to be another cardiac or cardiologist or heart surgeon or something, I think, is someone's going to be here as well with Dr. Koster, which is interesting because it's an interesting development because, well, it's interesting for me because I just got some results back too, and we'll get into that later, but good to get the Physicians from Freedom guys in.
Oh, yes. So, and one of them is actually my doctor.
And they're actually going to discuss vaccine-related injuries.
Correct.
Something the mainstream media doesn't want you to talk about. But of course, when they don't want to talk about it, we do.
Correct.
And we will.
Especially so, that.
Yeah. So, lots of stuff to get into. Where should we start? Should we start with the event that drew, well, tens of people?
Yeah.
Now, I got to say, I've got a little bit of pride in the fact that Brandon was in Tampa. He was at the University of South Florida yesterday, which has always confused me because the University of South Florida is in Tampa. And that's in about the middle of the state.
So, yeah, that's weird.
So, interesting name for the school. But anyway, so Brandon was there yesterday, and to say he bombed would be an overstatement, wouldn't it?
As he does everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is as popular as the plague. Don't believe if you hear, oh, Joe Biden's so popular, because believe me, he's not. Here's a video from Benny Johnson. Literally, it says, there are literally tens of students waiting to see Joe Biden. Oh, so much energy. And here's just a 13-second audio. There's nobody there. I see four people, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's it.
And quite frankly, it looks like they don't even know anybody's coming because they're kind of just talking with their backpacks.
Yeah, and you know what? There's actually a video that I'm going to share with the audience here shortly where, well, here's how you just heard what you heard there. Here's what you heard when Trump was in the Bronx. Well, you can't hear it, but you can just see barricades set up, and there's just people absolutely.
It almost looks like a Trump rally.
Right, absolutely everywhere. You're right; it kind of does look like a Trump rally. Here's another example. This is about a minute. This is from Benny Johnson, who is an independent reporter, and it says, "I went to a Joe Biden speech on a liberal campus and asked students if they were excited that Biden was there. Look at this. These answers are insane. Most of them didn't even know Brandon was going to be there. This is from yesterday up on Twitter.
What's up, guys? We're here at Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, Florida, where there are tens of people that have actually shown up to see Joe Biden today. We're going to ask, did you know Joe Biden was even going to be here? And do you think Joe Biden's alive? We'll find out today.
Are you excited to see Joe Biden today? Joe Biden's on campus.
What?
No, we didn't know. No one told us.
No, I didn't know.
He's here right now?
He's here right now? No, I didn't. I'm only now realizing. Wow.
Come on, man.
Did you know Joe Biden's here right now?
No, I didn't.
You ain't black.
I found out today.
I just run into the random side quests. Won't be surprised if I run into him or something.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Please leave.
Guys, I must admit, you know, like, I'm a Trump guy.
Trump.
Yeah. Go back to the Casablanca nursing home. We need you. Donnie, back in office yesterday. Please save us.
Well, hey, Trump 2024.
Yeah, baby.
Looks like a fun college.
Well, I said USF. I guess it was Hillsborough Community College. That doesn't surprise. Oh, I love this. Look at this on the TV. There must be protesters at the University of Texas, but Greg Abbott isn't screwing around. They got cops on Clydesdales breaking up the protest. I love it. It's vintage Ronald Reagan. Send in the National Guards and clear the damn campus. Good for you, Greg Abbott. I love it. I love it. And they're allowing the Jewish students to pray. They've formed a circle to pray. Good for them. I love the fact that in Texas, they don't screw around. They send in the National Guard on horses to trample them if necessary. I love it. What do you think, Shannon?
Well, I can't see the TV because it's facing you, but...
Wow, let me move it there slightly.
Yeah, much different scene.
Yes, and now the Jewish protesters are allowed to walk right behind the police and National Guard. So
and the horses.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like a good spot to be.
Well, and they put in, I mean, these are not small horses, okay? I mean, they look like Clydesdales, didn't they?
They were pretty big.
They were massive, massive horses. Now, I'm sure somebody who knows horses will go, well, that's not a Clydesdale, it's a whatever. But needless to say, it's a
big horse.
Big horses. So going along with the general theme of the Biden administration, right, Shannon? It's lawlessness on every level. Let as many illegals as you want through the southern border, northern border, doesn't matter. Anything goes on campus. If you're a dude, go ahead and go into the women's shower. Who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Supreme Court says, hey, Brandon, you can't forgive student loan debt. You see the piles of crap where the horses were?
That's why I was like, it's not a good place to be behind them.
Yeah, not necessarily want to walk behind those big horses, but going along with the general theme of the Biden administration that's completely lawless, Jesse Waters last night was looking at, well, a violinist who managed to rack up $250,000 worth of student loan debt. But, of course, Brandon forgave that. So this guy's continuing to be useless and live off the system. Here's Jesse Waters from last night.
Meet Joel. He's a 49-year-old musician from New York City. He spent 9 years studying music in college, undergrad and a master's degree. But when he got out, he realized playing the fiddle doesn't pay the bills. According to Business Insider, Joel racked up some serious student debt and realized he had a difficult choice to make. He, quote, grew to realize that the only way he could make a significant dent in his student loans was by switching careers. He didn't want to do that because he loved working in music. So he decided to keep his larger student loan in forbearance. So he kept on jamming while his debt racked up tons of interest. Well, that was until this past Feb when got an email from the White House letting him know that the $250,000 bill he'd racked up went poof. Who paid for it? You did. You're welcome, Joel. $250,000 is life-changing money, but Joel told Business Insider that the news didn't really make him jump for joy. He's just glad he can start investing in his long-term goals, like taking an Indian meditation sabbatical to study with his teacher. So even though you're tightening your belt, you can rest easy knowing you paid off Joel's $250,000 student loan while he's doing Downward Dog in Calcutta. And there are plenty more Joels out there. There's 82-year-old Karen, whose dreams of professional photography saddled her with $175,000 worth of debt until October. Or 70-year-old Patricia, an aspiring artist who had just had $88,000 forgiven. All thanks to Joe Biden. You know, paying off someone's loans is a pretty nice gift. Wonder how they'll repay him in November.
And I think that's what it's always been about.
Sure, that's what it's about.
It's been about screwing over American citizens, hardworking citizens, for people who went to college for 9 years.
9 years for the violin or the fiddle or whatever that was.
9 years for the, and got it. And of course, he got a doctorate and a master's.
In fiddling. Nice.
Or I should say a degree and a master's, not a doctorate. He's not a doctor of the violin, like Dr. Jill. Now, this soundbite, I'm sure, is, I don't even know what to say. This is Brandon yesterday in Tampa. And the source on this is from Catholic Vote. Is who posted this on Twitter. And I can't believe it. You got this chick talking about increasing abortions in the state of Florida. And while she's talking about increasing abortions, you've literally got Brandon making the sign of the cross. Unbelievable.
And then we come back here to the state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis felt like he needed to run for president. And so 15 weeks wasn't good enough. We had to go to 6 weeks.
That's where we made the sign of the cross. Shannon.
Nothing surprises me with Joe Biden anymore. So you can't try to shock me.
But it is shocking because I just think and I go, look, I've made a lot of mistakes in life. I wouldn't want to meet my maker by being this guy. You know what I mean? Like,
no, he doesn't care.
It apparently, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
Like, but I believe there's a God, and I believe he's merciful, but I also believe he's got a temper, right? There's Old Testament God, New Testament God, right? Old Testament God wipes out the village. New Testament God forgives the village, right? But I would not want to be Joe Biden. I'll leave it at that. I guess you're right. Nothing he does should surprise
anybody. It'll be something else.
Tomorrow it'll be something else. Here's him again repeating the same old lie yesterday in Tampa about when he used to drive trucks.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Well, it's just, it's Joe Biden.
So it's not unbelievable because it's to be expected.
Right. Here he is again, just wrapping up a speech, and he goes walking for the ghost again. And then he acts like he was going to run and jump into the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean,
he realized he was about to shake hands with a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's truly.
And by the way, that crowd, I think, is probably, you know, those tens of people that were there pushed to the front because they only show like the first two rows.
Yeah.
Row and a half.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And again, here's Joe Biden claiming that the reason he got involved in politics was because of the civil rights movement. It really had nothing to do with why Joe Biden got involved in politics. But here he is. Repeat the lie often enough, and, well, stupid people believe it.
For me, I got involved when I was a kid in intellectual politics out of the civil rights movement. And it all got down to one person at a time. I mean it sincerely. The organizer, my state, to its great shame, was segregated by law. That's why I got involved as a kid when I got out of high school and into college. And it's about just doing the basic.
I'm pretty sure his state wasn't segregated at that time. Delaware being up in the northeast part of the country, doubt that that area was still segregated when Joe Biden came along. But
and did you see how many people were in that room? Like five?
I know. I mean, this guy can't get a crowd even with his family, I would imagine. So let's talk about this. Now, this is out of Utah. This has actually gotten, this is out of Payson, Utah. And it's garnered national attention. We've heard reports about it around here. Shannon, you've heard reports of furries around here in the Green Bay area, haven't you?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. I haven't heard about it. I was just saying, I can't believe those are still around.
Yeah.
But apparently.
We never really could get confirmation of it, could we?
No.
We kind of tried, and then, but now that this video comes out, and again, it's from the group Gays Against Groomers, which does good work to try to fight this indoctrination. In fact, Shannon, fill the audience in on a personal experience you had earlier this week where...
Oh, with the little girl in Colorado?
Out in Colorado.
Yeah, she went to school. She's 11 years old. And the teacher on the first day asked everybody, or she asked her what pronouns she wanted to use. And she said, I don't know, how about normal? And they sent her to the office, called her parents. She ended up having to switch schools. And she just started there. And it was a Catholic school, I'm pretty sure, too. Like, she was paying to be there.
Wow. Wow. And all she said was, hey, I just want to be considered normal.
Yeah. And so now, apparently, normal is, you can't say that anymore.
This is what's going on, folks, in your schools. I mean, this is scary, scary stuff. Here's a video. Now, it's a longer video, but that's okay. That's what these podcasts are for longer videos. But we'll probably break it up, partway through. But here's Gays Against Groomers interviewing these students. Here it is.
A group of students at a Utah middle school recently exercised their right to gather and protest furries who were attacking them, disturbing their learning environment, and were allegedly using the litter box on school property. Watch this.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, these furries got you! Hey, hey, ho, ho, these furries got you!
They bite us, they scratch us, they pounce on us, and then they run on all fours and pounce on people.
Why are they spraying you with Febreze?
Because they're jerks. Apparently, they're rabies. And there's a rumor that they're putting litter boxes in the girls' bathrooms. They started putting litter boxes. I heard that was just a rumor.
No, it's true.
The local media is flailing, of course, trying to gaslight everyone into thinking that it didn't happen at all, or at least that it was a misinterpretation. Are they possibly trying to insinuate that children have overactive imaginations? Well, that would go against their whole narrative, wouldn't it? About how kids can choose their gender and now their species.
I gotta say, this girl is named Charmfully, Cheerfully something chick. You'll have to read it. Shannon's vision is better than mine. When we play the video, you can see it in the video. But anyway, it's a good point, right? We've been told that they can't, these little crumb crunchers, right? They can decide at 8 years old they want to, have a dick, get gender reassignment surgery. Right? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not.
And
okay, I am.
But yet, they're making all this stuff up. Again, it does go against that. I mean, they can't buy cigarettes until they're 21 now, but they can get a sex change at 8. I mean, come on, folks.
And no, they want one at 4.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Back to the audio.
We are getting sprayed with Febreze and Eyes and Axe, and we're getting bitten and barked at, and it's distracting from our learning and being able to feel safe at school.
If the schools are allowing the furries to be aggressive without fear of retaliation, doesn't that mean that the school itself is promoting violence and bullying?
And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school. They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it, because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
That was a student. That's the charmfully chick.
Yeah.
She's the protest leader.
Yeah.
She, a very articulate young girl. Did you catch what she said?
I did, yeah. I caught it the first 3 times we watched it.
Understand, folks, they're wearing a tail with a butt plug.
In middle school. And that's okay.
I'm glad the group Gays Against Groomers is posting this, because the narrator here is going to talk about it next. This is all grooming them to desensitize them to just the perversions of culture today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, is this sick stuff.
Furries are notoriously affiliated with kink. You can see proof of that everywhere on social media. The same social media that is integrating AI search engines and algorithms to push the acceptance agenda for this kind of thing. You're even seeing sub and dom relationships of high school and now middle school kids dragging each other around on leashes. It's meant to introduce children to this type of lifestyle so they become desensitized to it and are therefore groomed into the subculture by thinking it's just a simple game of dress up.
They scratch us, bark us, bite at us, spray us with things.
What do the teachers do?
The teachers can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
And so what happens if you do anything back?
We get in trouble. We'll get detention or suspended. They don't get any punishment.
Wow.
Why do they not get punishment? What do they tell you? What reasons they give you?
They don't really have reasons.
We have humans biting other humans. We can talk about the diseases that can come from that. But it seems like that's an afterthought to the question of identity.
Things that they're using to spray you guys with, they don't take it away from you?
No.
They're spraying you with Febreze?
Yeah. Febreze in our faces and Axe body spray in our eyes. And they sit in their chairs like they're animals, and they'll chew on like dog toys. They wear collars, ears, tails, fur boots. They don't get in trouble for it. So they send out an email basically saying, like, it's in their rules that if you do a protest like this, that they will suspend you. And typically it's just the leader, so I'm going to get suspended. But if any of these other kids get suspended, I'm going to fight for that so they don't.
I got to say, I'm impressed with the charmfully chick. Very well spoken. She's like, I'm the one that organized the protest, so I'm the one that's going to get suspended. But if anybody else gets suspended, I'm going to fight for them.
Yeah.
I like her. I mean, this is shocking video to me.
So this, I was saying earlier, what kind of parent lets your kid go to school as a furry? But this girl that organized this, she's got some good parents because, look at, she's running
well,
the
Well, yeah. Too. I mean, and that's a good lesson, right?
What parent sends their kid to school with a furry costume on and a collar and lets them go in a litter box?
And I'm just thinking about if I was in school and somebody sprayed me with something, it's go time.
Yeah, but they're
I'm
not
swinging.
Allowed to do
I
anything.
Know, but I you know what?
That's the sick
See,
part.
The way I was raised, though, if some kid sprayed me and I decked him and I got suspended, my mom would be screaming, you know, violence doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, but this is a whole, if your mom saw that.
Yeah, but if my mom saw this crap, she would be right there going, yeah, you know what? Absolutely. This is crazy. There's about a minute and a half left of the video. Here it goes.
When Christy's mom called the school, they completely denied any of this happening.
They have teachers blocking the door so kids can't leave.
They do right now?
And when I was getting petition signed, Mr. Mortensen got in two kids' faces and was screaming at them to hand over my petition.
Whoa.
And Morty's like, I can legally take this. No, we will press death charges. Yeah. You cannot take that. It's not your property.
Good.
I'm so proud of these kids, but it also breaks my heart to know that the adults in their lives refused to take the actions required to prevent this.
The school board people have come over and they drove past us and they didn't do anything. They said to respect everyone, but how are we supposed to respect these kids when they're biting at us and barking at us?
Apparently, what was once called enabling is now called tolerance and being kind.
Exactly.
In the email, they said to come here and learn. They said to come here and learn in the email.
We can't learn.
We can't learn.
They told us that we need to follow the district policy when the furries are, and they don't enforce the rules for the furries.
What kind of world do we live in where children have to stand up for themselves against a tyrannical minority? Children deserve a safe and respectful learning environment.
Yeah, all the principal says is just be kind, be nice, be nice. And then,
what's the point of dressing up like a furry?
It is a deliberate creation of disorder and confusion to make anyone who wants a normal, functioning society feel powerless and demoralized.
And that's why when you elect a school board, it matters.
Yeah, it really does. And we've got to take a more active role in making sure these bad school board people don't win. Because, I mean, look at what it's doing to the kids.
I know.
I mean, this is absolutely crazy. And she made a good point. This narrator made a good point. Where are the adults in these kids' lives?
Yeah, well, they said the school board drove right past them. It's like, really?
I know, but I can say this.
The principal tells them to just be kind.
If you
be kind to a kid that's pretending it's a dog.
If you don't want to lose your kids to this madness, you almost got to educate them at home.
Or teach them good enough at home that they don't, like this girl.
Well, you got to realize that. You got to teach them right from wrong and everything else, because they certainly are not.
I know no kid of mine would be going around school dressed like a furry.
Yeah. No, well, no way my kid would be either. So let's move on to at least some of the senators that remembered that our borders are more important than Ukraine's. These are the senators that voted against $61 billion going to Ukraine. Barrasso out of Wyoming, Blackburn out of Tennessee, Braun, Indiana, Budd, North Carolina, Cruz, Texas, Daines, Montana, Hagerty, Tennessee, Hawley, Missouri, Johnson, Wisconsin.
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Mike Lee out of Utah, Loomis out of Wyoming, Marshall out of Kansas, Rubio out of Florida, Schmidt out of Missouri, Scott, Florida, Tuberville, Alabama, Vance, Ohio, Merkley, Massachusetts, and Sanders, Vermont. Rand Paul did not vote. And if you could tell the two names that you're probably going, Merkley and Sanders, Crazy Bernie and Liberal Ed Markey out of Massachusetts. So, Shannon, I'll let you go at this one because you don't like Mike Johnson to begin with. So, go.
Well, so, you know, the video we watched yesterday with the Ukraine flags on the...
Yes.
Okay. Well, he tried to fine the people that posted the video.
Yes. So Mike Johnson tried to fine Rep. Thomas Massey. Massey's out of Kentucky.
Unless he took down the video, which he did not.
Right. And apparently the house sergeant at arms called and said he would be fined $500 if he didn't delete the video post. So then Mike Johnson went to Twitter and said, upon reviewing Rep. Massey's tweet, our team reached out to the sergeant at arms. I do not agree with this assessment, and there will be no fine imposed on Rep. Massey. I think this is Johnson getting caught and wanting to not make it a bigger deal now moving forward.
Well, come on.
No, I look.
He was waving a flag himself.
I know. And the fact that we're waving flags, Republicans are waving Ukraine flags.
It's sickening.
It is sickening.
It's horrible.
And it's especially when you see what's going on at the southern border. You see what's going on in women's sports. Guys that can't place, you know, 180th in the world, and all of a sudden they're winning because they're saying, "Ooh, I identify as a girl." I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely,
it's
crazy.
It's insane.
And yeah. I mean, here's the other really disturbing part.
There's so many disturbing parts.
I don't think you could get that many Democrats to wave an American flag.
I know you couldn't.
I know you. You're right.
That is so wrong.
The only people who are identifying with the American flag these days are conservatives.
And I know that because in my store, I had somebody want to buy a flag shirt and say right to me, I don't want to buy this because I don't want to be associated with the Trump people.
Wow.
Which, you know, that would be me.
But, I know.
And I'm thinking, you know, you might not think like me. You might not know that I like Trump. But at what point was the flag associated with Trump? It's associated with America.
Exactly.
And I was like looking at her like, what? Those are the things you hear in a day.
I know it. I know it. And to tell a sergeant at arms, this whole thing gets me. Here's Biden yesterday. There's one area where I agree with him. This from RNC Research. But notice what he says.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
How many times does Trump have to prove we can't be trusted? You
Good
got it
question.
Right. You got it right, Brandon. Yeah, no, Trump's pretty much convinced us. Yep. Nope.
Every day.
Done deal. Done deal. Oh, and this out of the Gateway Pundit. Lawless Joe Biden mulling granting amnesty for over 1 million illegal aliens by executive order prior to the 2024 election.
Yep.
Again, folks, they are just trying to steal it with illegals. Now, here's Dr. Phil, and he's talking about income inequality and paying people not to work. I would imagine, seeing as he's based out of New York, this is probably the numbers that people get for apparently not working in New York. It's about 2 minutes and 50 seconds, but it's pretty good stuff. Here's Dr. Phil.
When we look at what's going on, it's shocking. They talk about the fact that the big problem in America is income inequality. And my position is the big problem in this country is income equality, not inequality. And I'll tell you why. I've broken this up into the bottom 20% of income earners, the second 20% of income earners, and the next 20% of income earners. And what you're going to notice is in the bottom 20%, these people, only about 33% of them work at all. And as a result, they make about $7,500 a year. on average, that's what they earn. The next 20%, 85% of them are employed full-time, and they earn about $31,000 a year, okay? Where these people earn about $7,500. But when the government gets through with the entitlement programs, look at the difference.
Wow.
$1,000 difference. So here's my question psychologically. Why would you work? Seriously, I'll bet you in terms of net purchasing power, these people have more. Why? They don't spend money on commuting. They don't spend money on wardrobe. They don't have any overhead because they don't do anything. These people, 90%+ work, and they earn $66,000 on average, but because they pay actual taxes, they only net $61,000. So the difference between here and here is only $11,000. We're paying people not to work. Now, is it just me, or is the system turned on its head? And these guys are not working one job. They're not working two jobs. They're not working three. They're working four jobs, and they're making $1,000 more than these people who aren't working at all. You know why? Because you're paying for these people to stay home.
Yep.
Yep.
What the hell?
Yeah.
True story.
What the hell? I know. And it's, yeah. The one thing, and I've said it for a long time, and people, they don't pay attention. Conservatives don't spend money on the cause. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Liberals do. And I'm afraid one of these days, you know, when the government starts confiscating stuff, private property.
Yeah.
They're going to, why didn't you tell me, Schrader? Well, why didn't you tell me? And I'd be just like, I've been telling you for years.
You just aren't listening.
You're just not listening. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, it's hard to keep telling people the same things and have them not listen and then go, oh, what's going on? Well, anyway, here's Trump yesterday. Again, I give so much credit to President Trump for staying, fighting the fight, fighting for our country. Because, again, he didn't need any of this. And the fact that he has to sit through this kangaroo court, it's despicable. And, you know, I'm glad he keeps his sense of humor. How he does it, I have no idea, but here's DJT.
Well, I think the gag order is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. So they can talk about me, they can say whatever they want, they can lie, but I'm not allowed to say anything. I just have to sit back and look at why a conflicted judge has ordered me to have a gag order. I don't think anybody's ever said anything like this. I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind, but I'm restricted because I have a gag order. And by the way, this trial is all Biden. You know, this is all Biden, just in case anybody has any question. And they're keeping me in a courtroom that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long. Well, he's out campaigning. He's out campaigning, and I'm here in a courtroom sitting here, sitting up as straight as I can all day long, because you know what? It's a very unfair situation.
You know, he wants to say, and I'm sitting here tap dancing for morons. You know, that's what he wants to say.
Yeah, that's why they put a gag order on him, because he would say that.
And I love how he's and they got me stuck in a courtroom, which is freezing, by the way. That's the
and that may, yeah, I know.
Doesn't that so remind you of me?
And me.
Yeah.
Because like I'm always got to, I'm always cold, and I always got to throw that part in there that it's freezing.
And well,
today it's not cold.
Today we got no. At first I had to take off my sweatshirt, but then I had to put it back on.
72.9 degrees.
I know.
In here.
Well, I think it dropped.
But it's ever, usually like 61.
Ever since I lost too much weight, I get cold. But that's all right.
I'm always cold, but today I'm good.
It's almost summertime. So with that, on the birthday eve of
I forgot about my greatest birthday.
We couldn't do the Shannon's my best friend. So couldn't do it without her, and it's her birthday eve.
It's birthday eve, and tomorrow's my birthday. So don't forget.
We won't. Big show on Saturday. Both Andre Jacques and Physicians for Freedom. And who knows what else gets added from here to.
Till then.
Till then. So we've been meaning to have Senator Johnson back. So there's a lot of things in the pipeline, if you will. Right, Shannon? So
yes.
We'll wrap it up for Shannon's birthday eve. We'll be back on her birthday unless we just decide it's too much of her birthday to podcast. But
we're podcasting.
I guess we're podcasting. Freedom can't be centralized. And remember, whether you like it or hate it, Shannon, in their hearts, they know.
We're right.
We're right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Courtesy.